From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. True False Festival goers are heading home now that the 12th annual documentary film festival is over. Staples of the festival, like the March Parade and buskers performing before each documentary, returned alongside a new lineup of over 40 films. Festival attendees flooded the streets of downtown Columbia to enjoy the warm weather in between films, art installations, and the live music. KBIA's Michaela Tucker captured the sounds of the weekend in this audio postcard.
How many people, just show of hands, how many people is this their first year at True False? All right. How many people have been here from the beginning? This is their 12th year attending True False.
What?
All right. So we've got first timers and we've got veterans, so I'm sure we have a spectrum in between. So this is great to see.
My name's Ellie Bush, and I'm a volunteer for True False. My favorite part about queuing is you meet a lot of really cool people. Like, every time I've queued, especially with people, when I go by myself, you know, you kind of end up talking to someone because you're usually in line for a while. So I've met some really cool people, some from Columbia and some not from Columbia, some who have been at True False for, like, 10 years, and some who this is their first time. So it's been really neat meeting people.
Gabriel William.
I'm a tour guide just for a few days out of the year.
This thing is called Stilted. It's by Yulia Pinkusevich, and it's the third year it's been here. And she kind of tweaks it a little bit, but it basically is like about the same. But then every year there's a different sculpture kind of up above. So I think it's neat how it's kind of this imaginary city, but then there's always like some kind of different thing it's kind of talking to.
My name's Hannah Rainey. I'm in Dubnub, and I'm a musician at True False.
Delia Rainey, musician, Dubnub.
The musicians. It's definitely entertainment for the people at the festival. It makes the festival that much amazing. You get to see a different band basically every movie, and so it's exposing you to more artists and different genres.
Just like for us, like it's cool for us to have new audiences, new fans. It's cool for them to be able to see bands that they would have never heard about before. So.
I've got three documentary films on the menu today in honor of the True False Festival.
Which one do you guys see?
I also have a few off-menu narrative films if you're into that sort of thing.
America on the Moon?
Let's do America on the Moon, yeah.
I'm so excited.
Ah, fine choice. Step right up. Step right up.
My name's Minnie Chu. I'm from, right now I'm in Ithaca, New York. I've been coming to True False for 4 years. I've been to like different films and different film festivals, but it's not like, it's a completely different experience. Everyone here is part of the festival. You know, everyone's milling around coffee shops, talking about the films, and you just meet people randomly that you don't know, and then you're like, you see them again, and you're like all excited, and you talk about the films. It's just fun.
Yeah. So with that, I'd like to say thank you. Welcome to True False and enjoy the film.
That was an audio postcard from the 12th annual True False Film Festival produced by KBIA's Michaela Tucker. I'm Ryan Famuliner, KBIA News, Columbia.